trash. That's not her fault.
Because they did say the it's not
the movie's trash. The characters are written trash. The dialogue is trash.
Arya's in New Mutants. A lot of people who have just been in popular things, they're putting in the X-Men franchise. Yeah. So the dude who's the older brother, Will's older brother from Stranger Things, is in New Mutants. The one girl from Split, the one who survives, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She's in New Mutants. The girl plays Arya. They added her super late. They added her, like, towards the end of production because her following and stuff went up and she became popular so quick. So it's like,
man, I wish I would watch that newest episode on Game of Thrones. Yeah, I would have been like,
we won't talk about it. I mean, I don't really watch it, but I had enough to.
What?
He said he hasn't watched the new Game of Thrones.
This latest episode of Game of Thrones.
The Battle of Winter.
Yeah, the Battle of Winterfell.
You watch it.
Yeah, I'm saying I wish y'all would have watched this.
Oh, I thought you said I wish I would have. I was like, what?
I kind of kept up with that. But, doors are open.
Yes. Yo!
Got an actual podcast this time. A little cohesive action. Yeah, shout out Joe Budden.
Yo!
Cohesive podcast.
Yo!
So we got a docket.
Pause.
It's really
old. You ain't gonna introduce everybody?
I didn't introduce in the last episode either. To my right, I got five. Oh, what are we adding? What math you doing?
All right.
I got 300 times two plus. Okay, I'll come back to you. To my left, I got Sean.
Yup.
The roommate, the homie, Mr. Polo glasses himself. Okay, you're not messing with
but
it.
But not the Super Smash Bros.
Oh, these are Polo, though.
That's what I'm saying. They're not seeing you, but you can see them. But they're not seeing you, but you can see them.
You got the vision.
Deeper, darker.
You got the vision. Deeper, darker.
Deeper, darker.
Deeper, darker.
Where am I?
All
right. Right across from me, I got your boy Sonny B. Okay.
Yuri. What's up? What up?
Quick little note. He got some music coming out tonight.
Hey, listen. Corner Story, you know. We're dropping an album tonight. You know how we do it.
To my right, I got the boy, the Don. 181 plus 420 chance. Okay, I got him with me. I keep a 601
with me. And the doors are closing.
Keep a
601
with me. Okay.
Captain America.
So Avengers Endgame.
Hey, bro. The energy is already way up already, bro. We were so serious in the beginning of the first.
Okay, we had to get that out.
If you haven't listened to the Endgame review, and you're listening, listen to that. At least listen to the first 8 minutes first. Compared to every other episode,
mad serious.
We were talking one at a time.
Yeah,
we were on topic.
We're all like, yeah, man. I mean, blah blah blah. This is such a good. This is such blah. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Go ahead,
say,
no, go ahead. You
go ahead, brother.
Yeah, speak your mind.
Go ahead, brother. I mean, no, nigga, let me talk.
We had a whole slide with me and you going back from like, no, you talk. You're like, no, Chris. You guys like, no, finish your sentence.
Yeah,
like
10 seconds.
Like, no, you go ahead.
I insist. Yeah,
you got it. Go ahead, bro.
No, fuck that. We just gonna talk. Now.
Speak, good brother.
Yeah. All right.
You want Sonic or Dark Phoenix? Somebody getting it.
Sonic.
Somebody getting it.
Somebody catching this word. Somebody getting it. Somebody getting it.
Sonic?
Hey, but look.
Let's get to it.
Nah, Sonic redeemed itself. Shout out to them.
Okay, but here's my thing. I haven't seen what he looks like.
They're changing the design.
Oh, yeah.
They have a chance to redeem themselves.
Can you pull up the I sent the answer. I'll send our group chat. We'll make one with you in there too, so we can keep everything together.
Can't we just add it?
Are we gonna have one with AJ? I was gonna make another. He don't know AJ, but it don't matter. I guess
it don't matter.
Right? What AJ gonna do? Kick him?
I was gonna say some fucked up.
I don't know.
I was gonna say some fucked up, but I'm not gonna say it.
I'm gonna shout out to AJ. Shout out AJ
because I do bully AJ, but there's one thing I would not mention out. Like that,
and I appreciate
on this,
that.
On this at least.
We're gonna keep that private.
Yeah,
mama.
You're
tell me later.
All right. Jeff Fowler. Who is Jeff Fowler?
I click on his thing. See what it says. I'm assuming he's either he's part of the production team. You gotta be. You want? Okay, we'll talk about the change, and then we'll. You want to talk about the trailer and look itself, or do you want to go ahead and read the tweet first?
Okay, so. This is what has happened. The trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog dropped. We had all already had skepticisms about what Sonic
looked
like.
Saw the leaked pictures.
Yeah, the leaked pictures.
We all
already had skepticism about what Sonic looked like. The trailer dropped.
And it got shit on.
The trailer was...
The movie looks
I fucked with the movie.
It's fun. It'll be a fun movie.
I like Jim Carrey as Eggman. I like the the charisma he brought to it.
It was.
But Sonic looks terrible.
Yeah.
All of, looks, all of Twitter, all of social media.
Sony looks drugged out.
Everybody, literally all of Twitter and social media agrees.
That was the consensus. Nobody
was saying the movie was trash. Everybody was literally saying, movie looks good, Sonic looks horrible.
Or even if the people said the movie itself looked trash, the one thing that everybody agreed on,
Sonic looked bad.
Sonic looked super bad.
So, here was a tweet from Jeff Fowler.
Whoever the fuck this was,
2 days ago. Oh my god, I hated that they did this.
What?
Oh my fucking...
All right, y'all. So,
this is why anime movies don't work.
This is the next one. This post right here. This post right here.
This one.
All right, let me.
Idiots.
Me and Sean was watching this kid like we without his YouTube channel, and we were watching.
Not expecting.
He has a YouTube channel, and that's all he does is talk about Sonic. And
who Sean does?
No. When will you learn? Like he has, he has a whole YouTube channel talking about Sonic. We feel like a rabbit hole. We're just watching videos.
Jeff Fowler.
What does it say he does? Who's Jeff Fowler? Tell me. What does he do? How you collect
his bio says, master of creative potatoes.
Shout out Jeff.
Tamer of hedgehogs.
All right. He didn't look that tame. Hmm? He didn't look that tame to me. He looked a little wild.
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna get tame. Sonic's gonna get tame.
We have to have an adventure title. Don't be.
I've seen this dude before.
This is the dude.
Hold on. Wait, is that Chris Fowler? Jeff Fowler?
No. This is just the kid. Go ahead.
All right, so. Bruh, I remember seeing this dude and thinking it reminded me of this kid from elementary school that he loved Sonic.
That's him.
That was literally his type of shit. That's the type of shit he'd be on. Deadass.
Back to Joe. All right. Jeff. Sorry, bro.
Thank you for your support. And the criticism.
Wait, what did it say he does? It didn't say what his actual job is.
No, I literally read his bio. Okay. I literally read his bio.
I'm assuming he's part of the production team.
Thank you for the support and the criticism. The message is loud and clear. You aren't happy with the design and you want changes.
Not at all, Joe.
It's going to happen. Everybody at Paramount and Sega are fully committed to making this character the best he can be. Hashtag Sonic movie. Hashtag gotta fix fast.
Yes.
Do gotta fix it fast.
Quick.
He looks.
That was a video on the
third. Like, I don't know what's the worst. I don't know. It was just a lot wrong. Like, the picture that we've seen when people kind of just merge the original look.
Oh, this looks great.
What?
Some edits, like, this chick made.
I like that one. Yeah. I like that one a lot more.
I've been seeing that.
The ones that I sent y'all when the person just basically made him have looked on the game and stuff, like Sonic X Sonic, and just made that didn't look bad. I know that everyone's like, well, he's not going to be able to look good because he's this. The Pokemon movie would like to have some more. When you make iconic things, like, it's going to look crazy anyway. It's a rat solving mysteries and talking. Like, there's no way to make that look normal regardless. It's like, when you just lean into how the character looks. Even if it does look a little weird, you get the love from, oh, that's what Pikachu looks like. That's what Charizard looks like. That's what Bulbasaur. You know what I mean? Like, you get the fan appreciation, love, because you've made them look like what they look like. So with Sonic, even though it's always going to look kind of crazy because it's an anthropomorphic hedgehog and blah, 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 if you give him his original character design and people will be latched on, like, that's how Sonic looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's better to just...
I'm guessing that's the reason why they didn't introduce Tails in the trailer.
Please, like, just leave Sonic. Tails out of this movie.
For real.
Tails.
Nah,
Tails I'm begging like you that. To spare
that
Tails.
That one tweet that was sitting on the trash can.
Yeah.
Like this,
nah, that one tweet when it said, if Shadow don't pull up with two Glocks, with a Glock in his hand, I'm not seeing the movie.
Spare Tails, I beg of you. Dog, hey. They gonna have knuckles looking.
Shadow the Hedgehog was the ultimate edgelord movie, bro. Shadow the Hedgehog was the ultimate edgelord video game. I fucked it up the first time I said it.
I had Sonic Unleashed, I kind of like that game. I love the game. It's trash now.
Oh yeah, yeah. But when I played it, I loved it. But it is an edgelord game.
That Chaos Control. I was out of there.
Chaos. No, I never used that.
I used the Star Wars one. I would use both.
I like that one more because like Chaos Control, you just sped through shit. And I was like, nah, I'm trying to fight niggas. You feel me?
Sorry, I was tearing everybody up. I was nice.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. I was hearing everybody. I was
getting the aliens and the cops would be shooting. I turned the sign. I'm like, you're not safe either.
Oh, hey. Uzi.
Oh, we killed all the aliens.
Hey, we killed all the aliens. Say, boom. Shadow, what are you doing? Shadow, you killed all the aliens.
Wait, Shadow, stop. Why are you reloading? All the aliens.
We killed all the aliens. Uh-huh. What are you doing? Hey, Shadow, what are you doing?
Just, you know.
Hey, he was telling that movie because, like, I mean, in that movie,
I dare one of y'all redeem the Sonic. One of y'all redeem Sonic. What's something you like about him? I dare you redeem Sonic. Go.
It's like his teeth.
Like Sonic in general.
That man wore braces.
Wait, like Sonic in general.
Another character from the movie.
Oh.
At least they gave him red shoes. That's all I can say. I will say they gave him red shoes. In my mind, man, I was like, I like
gotta go fast.
His attitude. His attitude.
He was Sonic-y.
Yeah.
The fact that he could dodge missiles.
But he couldn't drop Dr.
Tranquilizer. Right, a tranquilizer.
Blah!
Why was he electric, though?
Because it reminded me more, because
Flash has lightning.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It makes for a cool effect. Yeah. At first, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that they're going to take the slow-mo, like, everything else is, like, happening slow because he's so fast kind of thing. And, like, run it into the ground.
Oh, they don't.
Because they... I think they
better not do it.
Someone like Power.
I think they're gonna do it more than once. You know, like in the Quicksilver scenes. Because they showed one in the trailer. That's sort of like a really cool. That's everyone's like favorite speedster kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So most of the time you save that for the movie. So for them to show it in the trailer, I'm afraid they're gonna do it more. It's only cool once per movie. You know what I mean? Like even the Quicksilver when he does it in Apocalypse is not as cool as when he does it in Days of Future Past. So I'm afraid they're gonna do it like 3 times.
Yeah. But I would hope they only do it maybe like twice, and like there's that one that maybe that's like the first one they do, the one missile one that we saw, and then maybe there's another one of him like going through like a bunch of like an explosion, like a bunch of rubble, and he's like going through it.
Okay,
like two is pushing it, but I can accept two.
I can tolerate two. Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's weird to see one in there. But I guess we've only seen in 2 other movies. We know they hit them really well. They didn't show them to us. So actually seeing it in the trailer, I was just like, this is normally the coolest thing that people latch on to for speedster movies. So it's like, so when you show in the trailers.
Right.
And I know Sonic is fast, but I can't remember Sonic ever having a moment like that. Not to say that he's not fast.
Not
Sonic
like, X.
But that's like, I don't remember Sonic.
It was just him being fast.
Yeah.
And then Shadow folding his ass.
Like, I don't want them to sell out and do a lot of the speedster tropes for Sonic. Like, that is a cool moment. If that's not something that Sonic
does. I feel like
they're
going to milk it, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm afraid they're going to take all the stuff that we love. Like they're just going to do all the Quicksilver kind of stuff just with Sonic. You know what I mean?
They're going to have rings in the movie.
They probably have it. If they have a little budget, I don't like it.
It's just weird to think about to me.
I would have been okay if, like, if he... See, the rings are tricky because I was telling Sean, like, I'd be okay if he kind of just collected them. They're like an Easter, like a reference. Like, he just had them just to have.
Even as, like, but a power up. I understand that, but I was like,
but I feel like people look at them like they have the rings, but they didn't even use. You have them in there, something light. People are like, oh, you didn't use enough. You have them in there, something too practical. It's like, that's not what they do. Opening Doctor Strange portals with them is not the right thing to do. Yeah. I will say that's not the right. Also, I'm afraid they're going to have more than, like, he's going to have different rings. Like, they're almost going to be, like, batterings. Like, some of them open the portals. Other ones will do other stuff. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid.
No, I can understand if they use the rings as the portals because, like, Maybe Sonic's just like, I mean, I have them, but I want to use them. Nigga, I'm fast.
Yeah. That's, when he used it, at least I was in the trailer.
Like, maybe he used it for somebody else. Yeah,
yeah, so he didn't use them on himself.
Ooh, I got the perfect cliffhanger that they're going to use.
If they put a
Shadow coming out of the Sonic movie, they get a video of Eggman, like, is it almost done? Yes, Mr. Eggman. And then it's going to show, like, it's going to, like, cut to a scene of, like a case. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're just going to see, like, Shadow just floating in that bitch. Yeah, that'd be tight.
This is what they're going to do. They're going to introduce the Chaos Emeralds. And they're going to have one. Dr. Eggman's going to have one.
If they introduce the Chaos Emeralds, I'm shooting.
They're going to have it. They're going to have it in the case.
Because it's going to feel... I know that's a part of Sonic thing, but it's. I feel like they're going to do things... They're going to be trying to almost milk Infinity Stones. Even though they're completely different and Sonic has his own thing, but it's like, but if the timing... That's what they're going to take. They're going to take a lot of like things from popular movies now and try to milk them. Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I'd rather them bring just Shadow.
Yeah, I'd rather Shadow. Yeah. If they do, I don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot to be.
Shadow would be tight to see.
Desired.
With and then movie. Have Shadow versus Sonic, and then have the third bring Silver into it.
All right, now you're running out.
I've never.
I can't watch them destroy all three.
I don't even know who Silver is.
Same travel
person.
Yeah, he's Trunks.
I think that's what a lot of people said. Silver is really just Trunks, but...
Yeah, Vegeta, Shadow, Goku, Sonic, this is basically what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. There's hella... Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan, Super Sonic.
Yeah.
Seven Emeralds, seven Dragon Balls. Whoa. Amy, Chi-Chi.
Fuck Tails. Marvel. They may be ripping off Dragon Ball Z. You know, coming off Dragon Ball Super.
I think I say Dragon Ball Evolution. I was gonna say Chance. We don't speak about that. Come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Jiren will sleep that nigga, bro. Jiren will sleep Captain Marvel, hands down.
With one finger.
I'm just saying, I gotta think about it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm picturing that kind of fight in my head. I pay your money to see that one. I need to see that one.
That nigga will literally do this.
Oh no,
That nigga will do this.
Yeah.
He'll do this.
Marvel. Bam. If it's power stone.
Hey, he just.
I need. Hey, I know we're not talking about Endgame. But they had Tony down so bad.
Bruh.
He needed a sandwich. Like, he needed a sandwich. I felt bad. That bad. Brody said, Bruce came and said, he'll probably be out the rest of the day. I was like, God! Like, it was like 2 o'clock. Bruh, Tony was down. He was miserable.
Way bad.
He was miserable.
Scrawny as hell.
Glad he got to live his life, though.
I'm glad he got the
E-song because
he was.
I thought he died with Nebula. Just set him up on the chair. I said, excuse me?
It would have been crazy. Oh, like, Tony, if they had doubt, I didn't think there'd be a time jump after he had silver hair, so they would have gone to the future or a different timeline and brought a different Tony back. I thought they were really going to kill our Tony.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been so shocking because they say, like, the beginning will shock you. And, like, even though I predicted the Thanos thing, I was like, but even more shocking would be. Instead of just killing Thanos, kill the main character in the MCU unceremonious.
But like, much of that movie was predicted between us three.
I'll never be able to stop thinking about how I predicted the Thanos thing. Like, what, I think that's
Thanos right away.
Yeah, I was like, what I think is they're gonna kill Thanos at the beginning because it says it's gonna be something crazy. Because in my mind, I was like, if they're taking Thor, Captain Marvel, the gauntlet doesn't work and he's weak, there's no way he survived. That's what that's just what I thought. I was like, if the gauntlet. From just the trailer, how fried it was, and it doesn't work. I was like, he literally can't win.
Facts.
I was like, he has to die. And then I was like, and then past Thanos. But I thought it was going to be Thanos from Infinity War. So just from 21 days early, he'd be getting ready to do the snap or something. Or he'd be fighting. And they'd go back in time and steal the space stone. And it would disappear out of his gauntlet. And then he would use the time stone. He'd do something to get to our time and like try to stop them from... going back.
So you basically thought of Thanos dies in time travel.
Huh?
Thanos dies in time travel. Yeah. So you basically just guessed that off the rip.
I did. I said that like 2 weeks before, but it was just like, but I thought it had been different. I didn't think it was 2014.
In time jump.
It sort of kind of followed Ant-Man like I thought, but I thought we were going to follow Ant-Man like way more close, like how he followed Thanos. Because I was like, that's going to be the only way to really explain that they weren't doing anything for 5 years. You have to follow a character who was gone. Because even in my mind, I wanted to be like so nobody did anything. But I guess it's like they killed Thanos, but now it makes sense.
The nigga fucking destroyed the stones. What the fuck are we gonna do? Like that type of thing.
He said, "I destroyed." What did he say? After the snap, the stones were only temptation. I was like, okay,
that's facts.
He said, "I was like, yo, he honest. He mad honest with it,
bro." Oh God, Thanos is a real ass nigga, bro.
Like, listen, bro.
Like he's like, look, I did what I had to do. I did what I had to do.
Put a little salt in the water.
He's like, I did what I had to do. Got rid of them motherfuckers.
Nearly
that's some real nigga shit. That's some real nigga shit.
Because I'm like,
man, you know, worth nigga. I don't know about bitches. Look, bitches, pool, car, ankle,
not car. Arm is gonna be shot.
That bitch is gonna be 3 times.
Nigga, all he needed was to be out. All he needed
ain't got no arm no more.
He had the I am Groot arm.
There's
a twig.
The worm from SpongeBob and chocolate. that arm is.
I always hated it.
Those stones. I always hated it.
The arm looked like that.
Bro, that arm was down. That when Thor chopped it off and you saw the nub. The nub really looked like my arm with all Thanos' body. I was like,
yeah. Hey, you.
Okay, y'all might call me crazy, but the second time I watched it, that fruit, fruit he picked up looked kind of hidden. Like I don't know. That fruit looked kind of good.
That fruit looked like either a certain berry from Pokemon or fucking fruit from Neopets. Oh my bro, life!
I don't know. It looked kind of good the second time. He picked that big one up there. Jones right.
I was like, you know that shit smacked.
Got a little sweet taste.
Man,
to him.
Got 3 of them in the bag. Oh, he finna get right.
Hey, he was happy.
He heated it up. It must have been potatoes.
He was like,
it's
good. He was like, ooh, okay, I got 3 of them.
Little fruit.
Boy, I got some milk in the fridge.
Bro, okay. I saw that one tweet. It was like, these niggas really jumped Thanos and he was just frying plantain.
Bro,
I'm glad he was not. He was just like, damn. Like, why?
Hey, I'm glad he was a limpy. Oh, hey.
He was grown. He was like, when he picked the fruit up, he was like,
fight back. Bro. Fight back.
Bro, he put it like on the fire. He just,
boom. Oh, God.
Mind his business. Then all you saw was Captain Marvel.
Just boom. I was like, damn, y'all. Damn. Bro, I kind of felt bad for Thanos.
She came in. Hit him with an uppercut, then do that black widow like wrap around his head.
Damn.
Bro, I was like, y'all fucking this nigga up.
Bro, now I knew. Oh, yeah.
He tried to use a gauntlet. He tried to look down. He tried to ground check the whole descent.
Damn. Yo, it's the anniversary date of the release of Iron Man.
Yeah, that came out.
I didn't even know about
that. Oh, wow.
Happy anniversary. Dang, we're trying to talk about. Let's get back on Sonic.
We basically talked about Sonic.
They abused Sonic. They abused Thanos. Yeah. Like, you didn't feel bad for him. You're like, what are you going to do?
For real, you did feel bad.
I was like, all right, Thanos, my back.
The truth.
All right, bro.
Come on, Thanos.
What are you doing?
Hey, bro.
Alright, bro, you do the thing
the
in that one movie, do it again.
Right. Like, hey, come on, bro.
Hey, Captain America walked in real tough and you have the gauntlet. You saw me walking. Yeah, boy. Black Widow came up to the front. They're like, yeah, bro, what's up?
Black Widow didn't do shit, but really just say one line. Where's the stones?
That's what I'm saying. They came in hard, but they went until Thor chopped his arm up. They're like, go.
Yeah.
Hey, they just...
They didn't even get off the ship. They ran. He was like,
they did.
All right. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, nigga, what's up?
Bruh.
Go back to Sonic. It was ass. Dark Phoenix.
Trailer was cool.
You ass.
I don't want to do this.
Ass.
All right. Now, tear next topic.
Okay, fine.
Problem number one with Dark Phoenix. Hey, we're going to rip the new one when it drops.
Huh?
We're going to destroy it when it drops. I'm going to review it.
Oh, I'm going to tear that bitch apart.
It's a comic book.
When does it come out?
June 7th.
Oh shit!
Nah. I watched the movie twice. It was in the trailer.
No,
they didn't show it this time. I want to see it again.
They showed it for me.
All right,
I only saw it the first time.
All right, y'all gonna have to call me for that Dark Phoenix because I
you not going
to
see it. Oh, remind you? Oh yeah, sorry.
For the podcast, y'all gotta call me.
Wait, are you gonna be an Oscar?
I'm not gonna be here. Problem number one, I have Dark Phoenix.
Unless I come visit.
don't come if you're Dark Phoenix. I won't let you.
No, football gets period.
I don't care about saying. Don't do this to yourself.
No, I'll go see it, but then I'll come if you're. Okay. Lay some tracks and rap song. Okay.
For sure. Oh, speaking of rap, I got a new song. Ooh, well, I mean,
nice guys.
We got that new track.
I guess you shameless plug it. This and that one's all
gone. Hey, brand new dropping tonight. It's gonna be out when y'all hear this.
Boom.
Should be. It definitely gonna be out. What was I gonna say? Oh, problem number one with Dark Phoenix. At the beginning of the trailer, it has her getting the Phoenix Force, but at the end of X-Men Apocalypse,
she used the Phoenix Force.
Bruh, I forgot all about
that's
that.
That's problem number one we have with it. And this is all after this X-Men Days Future Past doesn't correct it and take it away. This is like before the new timeline. I'm done saying timeline the rest of the day, first of all. I'm not even saying timeline.
We said Twitter. That shit too
much. I'm saying Twitter, my Twitter feed. I'm going to say it a couple more times. But that's problem number one I have with it. It's just like she's already used it. It's not like, or this is amplifying. It's like this is her getting it in general. It's like
brand the movie news, that came out.
Yeah, she literally used it. And so,
stupid. I guess the directors are like, fuck it, we're gonna keep creating new timelines.
I guess. It's like we said, it looks like X3, but it's like on Disney Channel, and they'll like do like a funny remake episode of like a movie, and they have the actors.
But it's not funny.
Like on a scene, like on maybe that story, they'll have like an episode that's themed like a movie. Mm-hmm. This looks like X3, but just a little. It looks like the same.
It looks like basically when Family Guy does Star Wars.
Also,
Disney
good characters.
Also, apparently. They refilmed something else in the short time since they refilmed the whole movie again. They refilmed the final scene, the final fight, and now the final fight takes place on that train. So now I'm like, this is not that didn't.
Why
that
they show the final fight in the trailer? Then?
I guess idea I guess seems cool. It's like, ooh, train made of metal, Magneto.
So
the
Eternal will never be redeemed. Hmm.
I mean, Sophie Turner redeeming something through Game of Thrones. Definitely I'm interested to see what she does next. I like her as an actress, which, like you said, Batman, when you get bad material, it's not ragging on the actress.
She's going to come off the hype of Game of Thrones. This is so, like, when it goes straight to
that's the movie, it's going to be like... That's the only reason Darth Vader is going to make money.
Yeah, that's for real.
Because the homegirl is Jennifer Lawrence. And she dies.
Oh, yeah, no, like, she dies right in the beginning that they're showing that. It's like, even if you're like, ooh, you don't know if it's her that dies, because, like... You show them at a funeral.
They literally show Jean blowing her ass back. Oh, and then somebody else saying, why'd you kill her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and the two people that are crying, like, there's no gray area on who it could be. That's what I'm saying.
And then they did it for, like, the very first trailer. Like, the one used at the Comic Con or something. So it was you spoiled the movie.
Oh, and I don't like Professor X either. The whole... Because, like, I imagine Professor X being a lot more confident in, like... Mm-hmm. She's gonna kill us all.
Tell me what to do, Charles. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Isn't that the same, Charles?
I found that as a clip, and it was just that moment. And the more you listen to him, if you're staring along, you can see when he turns in, you can see the spit on.
Oh my god.
It's like small.
How long have you seen this clip?
Bro, somebody had just that moment on repeat, and then they're like memeing it because it's like, why is this in.
Oh, y'all haven't seen this movies. Video yet. Speaking of screaming.
Oh, damn, please.
So this is it.
You've been wilding these past singles drops. This man's been going
crazy. My promo is amazing.
Yes, I
want to be Joe.
Yeah. And the reverse. I don't know where
you're going. The reverse one?
I was like, when you dive in the pussy, but then she says, yeah, I love you. I got hold up. I got some bitches in here.
You show ass.
Yeah, you reach for it, and then you
I was like, I guess they're out.
Okay.
Fuckery. Screenshot it real quick before I start.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. And then it was.
Out of there. I need to stop buying by the jugs again. I said, I'm going to have to stop buying by the jugs again.
Hey, all right, so Dark Phoenix is trash. Yeah.
I mean,
Magneto dodged a metal helicopter blade. He controls metal.
He controls metal, but he doesn't have, like, super instinct. Or he could have just done, like...
You talking about Magneto?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Hey, oh shit! He's dodging. It's like he doesn't have super reflex like that. And that's the helicopter blade.
He's
like,
dodged faster stuff in other things though.
True, but it's like
What?
Like
anything metal?
Yeah.
Then why is he dodging?
That's exactly. My thing.
Yeah, no,
has small finger.
Like as far as like I'm saying, like as far as reaction time goes, he's got good reaction time.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, he shouldn't need to use that reaction time.
Yeah.
When metal's being thrown at him.
Yeah,
I think it focuses on too much of his
like, oh shit. Almost forgot. Brightburn. The new trailers for that dropped.
Huh? When is that coming? Have you seen Brightburn?
That shit's gonna be fun.
James Gunn basically made it. It's basically it's loosely just what if Superman was evil. What if when he was a little kid, like he was just
that shit looks he was evil. Good.
Okay.
That shit looks
James Gunn
dope.
Return to form.
Speaking of which, supposed to be like a new genre called superhero horror.
I am definitely not opposed. That's gonna be tight. Superhero horror would be cool.
Yeah. Let me get it. That's gonna be like a.
This is Sonic's eyes. These shades upside down cut out.
This nigga.
Whoa.
This is wild.
I don't like it.
I don't either. It makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even that design is bad.
Yeah.
Every design by some 21-year-old with Photoshop has looked better than has looked way better. And I am not trying to be mean to the people who are designing.
These aren't the new ones yet, but they're just like editing. Those are just edits.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound like we're taking a dump. I don't want to sound like we're ragging on these people, but it's just like, but Sonic just looks so bad.
Have you ever seen that one DC movie, Angels, Gods and
Monsters?
Gods and Monsters.
I haven't seen it.
It's tight.
It's like superhero horror-ish.
Nah, it's old.
It came out a couple years ago.
It's like Superman is born from an immigrant family. Like, he's raised by an immigrant family. Batman's an actual vampire who
kills.
Yeah,
I know
exactly. I saw
blood.
I
remember
and
the
Wonder Woman's like a redhead. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what else about her. But, like, it's like
Wonder Woman's the more, a redhead. The worst type of. No, I'm just
kidding. Listen to that part.
That's a mod. No. But, like, I would love to see. Like James Gunn do like
a whole
a Batman version. Yeah, a Batman that's like an actual like vampire or some shit.
Like the man bat or oh never mind. You mean like one that's an actual bat.
Like he's an actual also vampire.
Vampire like actual vampire, kill, vampire.
An actual bat. It's like, oh my god, it's Batman.
Like a man bat. The thing that
he's using sonar.
Chill. Oh my god.
He's an eagle now.
He's an eagle now. Relax.
All right. So, Brightburn looks
asking
dope.
JB to send her the nephew interlude. And I said, don't worry about it.
What? Which girl?
Maya. You don't know her.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was that white girl I asked about.
Better not be Allison.
Kirsten.
Who's Allison?
Who's Allison?
I'm gonna tell you off air.
Oh, that's it.
That's
Wesley. Yeah.
I hope neither of them listen. You done.
Who?
So I hope neither of them listen.
My word.
No, they can't hear this.
God.
They can't hear this. Yeah, they can't hear that. The one was like, is he?
I hear wind whooshing.
I hear wind whooshing.
Y'all don't hear that?
It's like, I don't hear. Oh, God, I hear it.
Siri, take that back. Take that back 5 seconds, Siri.
Run it back.
Enhance it.
Hey. Enhance volume.
Siri, open up hologram mode.
Whoa!
See it
all.
You did. Ain't gonna switch the whole bag.
Oh, God. But Brightburn looks tight.
Good.
For sure.
Dark Phoenix looks trash.
For sure.
Why? What's saving it for you, Chad? It's just because it's
nothing is saving it for me. It was just that trailer looks pretty good. That's it.
Just the second trailer.
But here's the thing. This is what I was saying at the beginning. The reason why we saying like don't fall for it is because from a comic book.
That bitch in the water.
From a comic book perspective, it's an ass movie. The dialogue is trash.
From a movie perspective, it's a trash movie.
But see, that's what I'm saying. When if you go in there trying to just see a movie. The trailer looks, actually looks dope.
But no, that's the thing about trailers
for
to
sure,
begin with any movie. They're supposed to look great.
But I feel
so
like
we can't take that into account when it comes to a movie we know is going to be
ass.
Because even in the trailer, there's times where it's like, oh, that's just lazy writing.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't discrediting y'all. I mean, we all
We were just wondering. Like, we thought you like we were wondering what was saving it for you. Like, because you might see something that we didn't notice.
Because you said the movie looks dope from the trailer. We're like,
that's what I'm saying. You might have noticed something.
It's a trailer
on the big screen. When you see watching it on the big screen with surround sound, it makes it look more just. I can really
visually, I might be able to sit through it.
Yeah,
it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. So
wait, it's how long?
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
40.
So
3 hours.
Dark Phoenix.
Yes.
What the fuck? I'm definitely gonna go to the bathroom in between that.
Oh, so here's the thing. This was my theory. That they went to space before Apocalypse. And they do a time skip.
That's what I was thinking too. That if they try to save it, they try to like do like a flashback type thing.
Oh, this is before X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah. So it would be
confusing.
Well, because Cyclops joins the X-Men in Apocalypse, and in this one looks like he's already there.
Oh, like on the ship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like from a comic book standpoint, you got
who's that girl that she's talking to? Is that the Phoenix Force?
She just some alien. I don't know. They said she was going to be a Skrull because Marvel was sharing the Skrulls with Fox, is what I saw at first. But now they've just been calling her just an alien. You know, I guess the Skrulls are considered aliens.
I thought because wasn't the Phoenix Force like a person inside of Jean, like in the comics? Isn't the Phoenix Force like a?
Oh yeah, it's been like
it has a consciousness. So I'm thinking like. That person doesn't really exist, but she just sees it. That's what I'm thinking.
That would be crazy.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Okay. It wouldn't be cool because this movie's not going to be cool. But
see,
that's
but
what I'm saying.
What
crazy.
I'm saying,
like, I can't hear it.
Yeah. No, if anybody uses any good words to describe this movie, I'm shutting it down. I'm just letting you know.
But I think that's what I'm saying. We got to grade it differently because it's a comic. Like,
even as a movie, we can grade it.
Well, no, I'm saying, but even as a comic book, you have to look at it. Like, you can't be like, I'm a comic book fan. I love it because it's in a universe. Like, when you see big inconsistencies.
If anything, if you look at it in a comic book movie, you're going to rate it a lot more harsh.
Yeah, because like, a normal movie. The inconsistencies, like, the people who haven't seen Apocalypse are just like, oh, look, she's getting this. But the people who suffer like, through Apocalypse, you're like, she did this in the last
I watched Apocalypse
minutes.
Once. I don't even really
remember
that shit.
The only thing I like from that is the Wolverine scene. That's it.
What Wolverine scene?
Oh, see. When he breaks out when they're in the facility.
The cameo scene.
The cameo when he breaks out and he's got the Weapon X thing and he like swallows all those people.
Yeah,
it's like green. You don't remember it?
No.
I'm going to put Wolf Swan.
It's been forever.
I've only seen that once. That's the only thing I cared about.
I thought Wolverine like pulled up to the house and like Professor X was in there. Like his mind was fucked because he was taking too many drugs.
That was in Days of Future Past. In Apocalypse, they're like in the facility where they take where Stryker takes all the mutants, and they're trying to save them.
No, because I could have sworn they were in the house too. Because then Apocalypse shows up in that bitch. He's like huge.
Wolverine doesn't like come and like help them at Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. They're in the facility, and they need to escape, and she sent something that's like an animal in the cage.
All this trash is just
runs Apocalypse.
In my head.
I was hyped for Apocalypse because trailer. I will say tricked me. This is my I can't be trusted. The trailer for Apocalypse looks good. I don't even know what that means, and I agree with you. The trailer looks good. The first one
was
for
the chick that was on
Olivia Munn.
Apocalypse side.
Cyclops. Olivia Munn.
The chick.
The sword one.
Yeah, I think. And they're fighting Egypt.
The sword. Yeah, that was Cyclops.
Was it purple? Olivia. Was it purple color shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Olivia Munn and Cyclops. I thought that was
what's
gonna
her
be
name?
Cool. Cyclops. So like,
Cyclops.
Psych
okay.
And then L-O-C.
I thought you said Cyclops.
I thought it was
Cyclops. The chick. I was like,
I thought it was Psylocke.
I thought it was P-S-Y-C-H. Either way, there was a C-H.
Hey, either way, the movie's trash.
That's fair. I saw it once and I was like,
that's fair.
This is good enough for me.
Yeah. We not doing
how you swap Nightcrawler out. It's so easy. Just make him teleport and look cool.
Yeah. Oh god.
He's not a demanding character. I walked out, I was like, yo, hold on.
I would love to have his power.
I don't want him to come back.
I would love to have his power. Alright, one of these days we're gonna sit down and talk about which superpower you would want.
Listen. Oh, y'all gotta talk about anime. Go ahead.
No, exactly. I was like, but Baki season 2 dropped. Attack on Titan's back.
Yes.
One Punch Man.
Yes, sir.
I watched the first two episodes. Oh, wait.
I haven't watched any of it. I just watched the new episode. I haven't watched any of it yet.
You've seen the first two.
Is the animation not as good?
You're going to see the difference in this episode.
You will see the difference in animation, but I don't think it's near as bad as everyone thought it would be.
Yeah, okay. It's not bad at all. It's actually pretty great, especially with today's episode.
Great.
Watch it.
I would say good. Yeah. All right.
It looks fine. Because
the thing is, I would say that One Punch Man is great. So if this isn't as good as One Punch Man, I can't say it's great. I would say good, but like, I don't know about great.
I wouldn't say great. I haven't watched it good. I would say good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. No, I'm just saying, but like, if it's not as good as One Punch, y'all said it's not as good as One Punch Man. So I would say it's good. Yeah, I would say it's good animation, but not necessarily.
Definitely get some good character development, finally.
I was gonna say about the animation, it looked fine to me, but then I was like, but I get
you're not, yeah.
You know, so I didn't see the first, so if there's that big of a difference in animation, that's what I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I've seen Anton cut some anime song. I think we were in my room researching or something like a while back, and we were trying to find something new. I think it was Wesley, and he put something on, the animation was wagging. Anton was like, yo, cut this off.
Yeah,
Anton.
Sounds like
I've seen Anton cut some animes off because animation was whack.
Yeah, like I'm like, yo, turn this fucking bullshit off. I'm not like that's one thing that I really hate about Black Clover, because like it's a simple anime, but like I can watch it. You know, you watch Black Clover?
Yeah,
yeah. Like I can watch it, and like up until how far are you?
I'm current.
Caught up? Okay, yeah, I'm not caught up yet. I just finished like the witch fight and all that shit. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
And like they just went to the Clover Kingdom
for the festival.
Yeah, she homegirl just got her shit healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does it get good? Because
she's gonna get good because a homie the tournament happens, and then I think right after the tournament, the war.
Yeah.
Yeah, the war is gonna be fucking nuts. Yes. Yeah, war is gonna be nuts. Like all of Black Clover's fights, the animation's really fucking trash. Because the characters are static and they'll make shit happen behind them. Yeah. And like they wouldn't necessarily show them like doing like this. They would just
Things are very static.
You see the
clash, but you don't see like the
Think about the Naruto fight.
I made it up to the group or whatnot. Yeah. But like I made it up to
the Naruto and Pain fight. What do you mean?
Like the animation for that is like comparable to the fight scenes in Black Clover, I feel like.
Oh, you mean the second half of the fight?
Yeah, like
when it gets like really cartoony.
Yeah.
Alright. No, but that's still better animation. I'm not talking about like the designer style.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but the anime. No, I mean like animation of the earlier fights were trash. Mm-hmm. The design of the characters are great, but just the actual animation is very lazy.
Okay.
But I know what fight you're talking about. You're talking about when he's fighting that crystal guy, and like he gets like the black form,
and he gets a black,
and it gets very, it gets very blurry. But like the animation style, like it's a good animation style if you know how to use it. And like Black Clover's really experimenting with this, so it was, but you know, and in Naruto, it was just weird to have that animation in Naruto, period, because it was just weird to just have that complete switch. Even though it gives it a lot more fluid motion and everything, better animation, but the actual look of it just doesn't fit.
Like, so that doesn't, like, the animation is like that in the rest of the show at any point? You know what I mean?
No, animation and design are two different things.
Okay. What were y'all saying about how things look. Animation, like, how they move, like, how they fight. Yes. That's what I'm saying. So the rest of the show is it was animated like that? All right,
Like, literally, you know how Naruto's, designed and animated. Mm-hmm. They literally changed the animation design so they can make animation easier. They literally change the design so they make animation easier and a lot more fluid. Yes. Only in the last part of the fight. Like, the animation looks great, but the design is just so weird. You know?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, the animation is great, but the design's fucking off. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that happen a good bit in, like, anime? It's like, certain moments, it'll just look completely different. Like, or fights or whatever, not really?
No. That's the thing, no. They just, usually places would just, like, spend a lot more money and a lot more time on certain fights, like fucking the whole last half of the Tournament of Power. Mm-hmm. They spend a lot more money on it, so the animation could be better. Kakashi and Obito, great animated fight. You know, so
Naruto and Neji. Because I saw that one. I was like right there with it. I was like, damn, okay, the uppercut, the ground.
Yeah, so he didn't even see it coming. Hey, okay. Baki season 2. If y'all haven't seen Baki yet, watch it. You haven't seen Baki yet. You need to watch that shit for real.
And you haven't seen, what hasn't he ever seen? You haven't seen Parasite. That's good animation and good everything enough. See, with a lot of things you haven't seen.
Parasite. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
The tables have turned.
Not really. They have. Not really.
He just turned. He said that way he turned.
It's still pointing at you, too. Yeah, nigga.
He pointed at me. Tables have turned just for some reason. I mean, it's still kind of.
You're not gonna make it work anyway.
I did.
Okay, so the timeline.
It bridges up. Hold on. It never bridges up.
All right, so. But Baki season 2 dropped. Yeah. Let me just tell y'all, in this show, Baki, there's a nigga.
That uses time travel.
Slaps a man with his hand, and in his hand, there's a bomb implanted.
What? Yeah.
So the dude's face gets like, you literally see skull. Like, that nigga's face gets slapped off. I'm gonna see if I can find it, actually.
That man's dead.
Is he dead or is he just hospitalized?
I think he was hospitalized.
Yeah.
Like, he was back. He was
but I mean, he's out.
He's out of action.
What's that dude? Dopo? Is it?
Yeah, Dopo Orochi.
Well, you find it. Some quick news that's just on the top of my head. Reportedly.
They have his death in here.
Very loosely, Chris Hemsworth signed a two-movie deal or extension.
Who?
Chris Hemsworth. Oh, go ahead. We'll talk about it.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's man escaping the hospital and shit.
Is that a Nick Fury?
No.
The dude busting this man's house and just fuck shit up. Didn't he kill his wife?
I think he was.
Where'd the bomb come?
Oh, well, that's implanted in his. Yeah, it's implanted in him.
It's in his wrist.
Face off,
Scorpion.
Fire must have been high.
Nick. He just took a bomb to the face.
Yeah.
Y'all never seen some fire in like it.
Look, Doyle's modifications though.
You see what I'm saying? It's like
Doyle.
It's fire, but you like
the redhead.
You sleepy? You tired, bro?
Oh, the dude with that.
A long day of morning.
Actual convict. The convict.
Yeah, he was a death row convict. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all death.
The red, like, but the redhead convict. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's got like blades in his wrists and elbows and shit.
Yeah, that nigga crazy. Bro, this shit's crazy. One dude literally knocks you out by doing this.
Yeah, because he pulls a vacuum.
Yeah, he like pulls all the oxygen out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This shit's crazy.
Yeah, look. It's tight. Look, watch Baki season 1. Baki season 2 gets even wilder.
I can't wait.
Look.
I'm going to roll over and look into the eyes of your father.
Look. Season 2 episode 4 is wild.
Bro.
Look, but I don't want to spoil nothing, but
don't
like,
spoil it. Yeah. I haven't seen it either.
Oh man,
yeah. I'm surprised that does Dad like beat his ass at all?
If he does, I haven't gotten that far yet. All
right, hold on. Have you seen the first Baki series?
I haven't seen the original. No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I haven't seen the original tournament.
Yeah, I gotta finish it. I watched it when I was hella young, and like, I don't remember anymore, so I started rewatching it,
right.
And I have to finish it. I'm on the tournament right now. But
I got you.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in like so long.
Did you see the first episode of Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Levi won't.
I just can't wait for this next season. Yeah. I mean, next episode. I just can't wait for this next episode. That's all I can say.
Yeah. God, I like where it's going. I'm really excited. Yeah,
Beast Titan setting it up. Somebody finna die. It's gonna be crazy.
Bro, he said he missed. Nah, he ain't missed.
Nah, he ain't missed.
That was perfect aim.
Who do you think the Beast Titan is?
I know who it is, but I don't know who he is. Okay. I know it's like.
Have you been reading the manga though? See, I haven't read the manga, so
I'm I just know general things about what happens and who people are. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. Like, I know, like, after this all happens, like the different civilizations, Eren's like kind of crazy. Like, Eren's like kind of like a bad guy. Well, he's like a monster, a little bit. He just does things for himself in a way now, instead of for humanity, since they're thriving and shit. Yeah. He takes in powers for himself and shit. Like some of the shit. And like, he doesn't hate homie at all. Yeah.
I
was reading a lot.
That's why I didn't say his name. Because, But yeah, Chris Hemsworth signed a two-movie deal.
Reportedly, the account that I saw they posted like last night, and it was one of those Stan accounts. So I figured that they just saw like this account also.
Marvel Truths?
No, I wasn't them. Please, I hope DBZ Truth stay where he at. If he get his hand on some Marvel,
You're gonna spaz.
I just want to say I've been living a good stress-free life since I don't keep up with him. Yes, I have nothing to worry about.
Same, honestly. I don't be seeing him as often.
I don't see him at all.
I gotta say that for the foolishness. I'd be like, man, what are you talking about?
Oh, God, what is this nigga talking about today? Sometimes he has some gems.
And then he get right back to him. He said, I didn't say it to y'all, he said the show was at its best when Gohan was the main character. He was like, literally any moment where Gohan isn't the main character is honestly like a dip down from what the show actually is capable of. And I was like, listen, man, I'm a Gohan fan too.
He was the main character for literally the worst part of the series. The fucking high school grade same man shit. That shit was trash.
Please don't remind me.
That shit was trash.
I always, when I rewatch it, just tell myself to get through it because it leads to all the boo stuff.
I just skip it.
So I was about to say, sometimes I don't watch every episode. I'll skip over. Like, I'll watch. I think there are like a couple there that I kind of like.
All it is him sneaking around being a fucking lame ass superhero.
There's like, there are a couple sprinkled in that I like because they're kind of funny. But other than that, whenever I rewatch it, I kind of. You look for Dobby?
Oh, that's what I'm smelling.
Oh, yes. There.
Because I got a link back and I smelled. What the fuck?
He wasn't.
But alright, so Chris Hemsworth. So, it's rumored.
So it'll probably be. Cause he's not, he said that he wants to play Thor for as long as they let him. So he's not got, he doesn't have like a cap, and he's younger than some of the other people. Yeah. So like he has, so probably be in Guardians, maybe another Thor, maybe they'll probably do another crossover team up. Yeah. There's that. It's a bit of news. Guardians Volume 3 is set to start production 2020 after he finished the Suicide Squad.
Which will have John Cena in it.
Yeah, I was like, John Cena is apparently a part of it. Listen, man, we just.
Wait, so
I'm going to trust James Gunn on
is
this.
Is he rebooting it?
Yeah, so it's not going to necessarily be a sequel. It's a sequel, but a reboot at the same time. We're still talking about the DCEU, so like. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a sequel, but it's also a reboot. It's like they're getting all new people to play it, but it's a sequel to the first Suicide Squad. But
it's just like they're just changing everybody.
Yeah.
So basically, the story happens. It's Hulk.
Yeah. It's like how the Mark Ruffalo Hulk. Yeah. There's that. Amy Pascal left Sony. So she was the one that emailed when homie. A real one who leaked all the Sony stuff. Not a real one, let me not say that. But at the same time, she was on who Kevin Feige was emailing. She is instrumental to the Spider-Man, the MCU deal. And so she just left Sony to go to Universal Pictures. I wonder what that kind of bag is looking like. And now it's like they were working towards an extension for Peter, for Spider-Man in the MCU. And then she left. So now a lot of people are curious as to what that means. Just a new person come in and they take Spider-Man back all together.
Well, maybe Spider-Man's moving over and she's moving over now.
Like, MC's gonna get them all together? I think that, but they could get the movie rights, but Sony's got some TV shows in development, so they are gonna do their TV shows. But I think the trade-off with that, but Marvel had the TV rights, so I think the trade-off could be, man, you can have all the TV shows.
Just get fucking royalties, bro. Like, all right, y'all do what y'all want.
I just like what they're money. They get the money that they make for the Spider-Man solo movies, and it's like, just, that's more than you lost on that hack.
Yeah,
darn, that hack has Sony down bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I mean, I'm not worried about it because it's just like he still has to finish out his deal now. So worst case scenario, he just doesn't get the extension because they're going forward with the TV show. So I feel like something has to come out of that.
Right.
I can't think of any more news. I almost just want to like rip on these weirdos for like 6 minutes.
But it's all right, not, hold it's on. Worth it. If y'all had a superpower, what would it be?
We got 6 minutes.
That's tough.
I already know.
I can't answer it off the spot.
You read yours.
Teleportation with inertia, still in effect. Teleportation with inertia is still in effect.
Okay, explain that last part.
So,
why you got so specific? Okay. It's like when Chance selected Meta Knight. Anybody who's this specific, all right. I'm like, okay, they know something. All
right, so you know, in like movies, like you're falling, teleport, you just land, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, if I'm falling and I teleport, I still have that inertia going for me. So say I'm coming down to the earth like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming straight down, face down. I teleport, like, and there's a dude I'm fighting on the ground, right? I'm gathering all this inertia. And then I teleport, and I'm coming at him with all that inertia. And just smash his fucking face.
You're
not going
to be living your best life when you're teleporting. You're gonna be
fighting. I'm living my best life. But if I have to fight, I'm going to kill a nigga.
I'm going to like Tahiti or something. Anton's like, yo, so when I catch homie on the block, I'm jumping off the Empire State.
I just
got to
take everything into effect. You feel me?
Okay, okay.
So I would only really teleport if I'm standing still because I don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Can I just have the
response? Unless you're finna wreck your car and teleport.
Chance.
What you got, Chance?
No, because then I'll. No. If I'm about to wreck my car, I just teleport facing up in the air and then I'll just go up.
I hope so.
Okay.
I just go up. I just go up.
You got 4 minutes, Chance. Give us a superpower.
I can't. It's too on the spot. Like, next person.
What you got, Chance?
He said he can't think of one.
He said next person.
Say next. Yeah. Okay, so it's my yeah. I would definitely go with like the psychic powers because
Like telekinesis because there's a lot of psychic.
That's what I'm saying. Like I want like
all of them.
It's psychic. A general term.
Think like mob. Think basically like mob because he can do he can do like psychokinesis. He can do like make the barriers. He can like fortify himself just like that in general.
Facts. Okay.
Yeah. I want that. That's what I want. Psychic
powers.
He can make himself.
If it's an entire against Joe,
I mean, you can basically do like almost anything.
I mean, if you have telekinesis, period.
When I was little, I wanted fire powers, but like as I got older, I realized how non-practical that would be. I'm like, when can I ever use them? I guess I could fly. Like, but then I'd be butt ass naked every time I got to where I'm going. So like, as I got older, I'm like, I have.
You can just hold them out like this.
I don't know. I don't think it worked for me. You got to remember who you're talking about
right
here. This is the same person who locked himself in the closet. I don't know if that's working for me.
Shocked himself with a lamp.
And shocked myself with a lamp. I feel like I should have electricity powers.
Oh God, I would want that too.
I
would want electricity powers.
I think my power would be able to absorb other powers, like Kevin 11.
Okay.
Kevin
11. What if
no one else has powers, though?
He didn't absorb powers. Didn't he absorb like substances?
He became whatever he touched. Something metal, his arm would like become metal. Yeah.
In the first season when they were little, he could absorb powers. In Bench and Alien Force, he could just replicate. He could absorb physical properties.
Because so he had to fix himself in the time jump.
He touched Ben's watch and he turned like a mix of all the
Kevin
Alien.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what became Kevin 11, yeah.
And so I think in the second Alien Force when he could just take...
Alien Force was such a great series.
And they made that movie.
If I could be like Parasite from the DC Universe. Stealing everybody's powers.
I want to let you touch me,
quick.
By the way.
Wait, Infinity Stone, would you take... There's really only one right answer.
Power. Reality.
I mean, reality, yeah, but power.
I'm not saying that's the only right... You can do all of it with the Reality Stone.
That's true.
That's the only right answer. You can make yourself the most powerful being you can.
Reality is the right answer, facts, but like, I just feel like that's just too easy. Yeah. I'm on power.
I'm going with the easy answer.
Reality,
yeah,
of course.
If Resco was like, what stone do you want? I'm like, yo, bro, let me get the one that's the same color as you real quick. Let me get that one.
Come on.
Sneeze real quick.
What stone do you
less
want?
Less than 2 minutes.
You already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Reality stone off the rib. Nigga, I'm famous.
Before I let Anton have the last minute to shameless plug and close the door, if you're one of these people trying to cancel the Russos for the Thor character arc,
you
don't know what you're talking about. It's okay, though. I'm not... We try not to gatekeep, but it's like, I'm real...
Fuck
y'all. You can't see me, but I'm doing the, like, I'm this close thing because I am this close because y'all tripping.
It's about a centimeter. Measure out a centimeter and you can see how close he is.
Yeah.
And, like... Millimeter. If you're one of those people that ship Cap and Bucky or whatever...
Fuck y'all!
Live your life, but, like, don't say when it doesn't go the way that they're ruined your favorite character. That character doesn't do that.
Your fanfic and canon.
If you're one of these people that is saying that Cap shouldn't have given... Sam the shield and he should have given it to Bucky. I'm pretty sure that he lived his whole life having to fight and realized I don't want to do that, so why would he make his friend do that that was forced to kill people?
Facts. Hey, shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to all the fans. Shout out to the new fans, the old fans. Shout out to any fans. Shout out to Chris, Sean, 601 Chance. You know how we do it. Shout out to me. Shout out to
300 times 2 plus 1.
Yeah, 300 times 2 plus 1. Shout out to the corner store.
Or something like
the corner store got a single dropping tonight called Brand New featuring Jack the Martian, Blazing Junkie, and myself, Sonny B. Shout out to anybody making music out there. Shout out to Schoolboy Q. He dropped an album and I love it. Shout out to the corner store again. Shout out to anybody who listens to the corner store. Shout out to anybody who listens to any of us. Shout out to everybody except for the motherfuckers that beat me on Jump Force. And the doors are closed.
Facts.